The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
I am to report that the great Gilchrist won't be with us next week. He has the most extraordinary holiday destinations. He's going to Marrakesh in Morocco. I thought you'd been there before.
I haven't, no. If I had, then I might have been swapped by my wife for, I don't know, a lamp or a carpet or something.
I might have been swapped for a lamp or a carpet.
We'll see. If I'm not here in a week, you'll know what happened. And could you alert Interpol?
Yeah, alert Interpol. You are a funny man. Now, this conviction that's been quashed.
Quite something. There's a woman called Sally Challen. It's been a big case here. She's been cleared of the murder of her husband, even though she admitted that she killed him in cold blood. Does this set an interesting precedent or what? Her murder conviction's been quashed because after serving 8 years of a 22-year prison term, she was found to have suffered 31 years of abuse from her husband. Not physical, but mental, coercive, controlling, pressurized abuse that just did something to her mentally. And so August 2010, she cooked her husband Richard bacon and eggs for breakfast, then picked up a hammer and beat him to death with it. So in short, this case suggests that he had it coming. It's manslaughter, not murder. And because she's already done 8 years in prison, that may well be that. Although, frankly, the case is going to have to be re-examined because of all the things that go with it. But quite an extraordinary thing and quite an extraordinary change, I would suggest.
Extraordinary. And well explained, too, by the way. What's the story about the graffiti artists?
Yeah, police are using this as a warning. Three graffiti artists. Age 19 to 23, basically, as far as I can tell, two students and a chef, not gang members, but they did something stupid. They scaled a fence at midnight and went on to a railway station in South London and began spray graffitiing on a fence next to the railway track. The three were simply on the wrong track at the wrong time and were crushed to death by an onrushing train. So Alberto, Jack and Harrison are being held up. As I said, they weren't troublemakers, but they did something stupid and they trespassed on train tracks. And police are telling us, you know, absolutely don't do that. And then you always wonder, who does the graffiti on walls and bridges? And,
I do.
I mean, clearly it's dangerous or what?
And how no one ever sees it happening. That's the most amazing thing. Okay, now look, good luck in Morocco and bring some stories back.
Much.
Don't turn into a lamp or a carpet.
People have told me, beware of the carpet shop where they lock the door on you. Now, that's a bit worrying, isn't it?
Isn't he a funny man? All the best. See you on return.